Yeah. Well, that the whole phone business, that thing just collapsed with the advent of wireless and satellites and everything else like that. Was yeah, I remember that. I remember years ago, I got hit with a $200 phone bill because my plan expired and it didn't renew and blah blah blah. And I told AT&T, I can't remember who it was somewhere around here, but I told them just turn it off. You know, they were shocked that somebody could, you know, live without a house phone. And that's back when cell phones were starting to get real, real popular. And I was one of the first ones just to say, just turn it off. I don't need it. And I really didn't, you know. I mean, you need it if the kids are in the house or something like that. But, you know, that Cisco phone that the group was pushing around, I found a cheap carrier for with a local phone number. So I got a house phone. It mimics my It's actually a desk phone, not really a house phone. It mimics my cell phone, and then I gave the kids an extension of that so they can call grandpa, and they just pick up the phone, and they just think that's the coolest thing. They just think that's the most high-tech thing in the world to have a phone on their desk and pick it up and hit a button and call grandpa.